My name is Joe Franchetti, and I'm a developer advocate for Samsung Internet, which I'm sure is everybody here's favorite browser. Thank you. I'm so super excited to talk to you all today. FFconf has been my favorite conference since I started front-end development 6 years ago, and it's such a delight to be on the stage that's held 10 absolutely amazing events. So thank you so much, Remy, for inviting me. It's my absolute privilege today.
Long ago for others of you, maybe it was quite a while ago. When you started out, when you were in your first junior role, did you feel comfortable? Did you feel like you knew what you were doing every day? Did you feel like you had the support and attention that you needed? Did you wish you had someone you could ask the stupid questions to? Now, my own career as a web developer started when I realized that I'd just got a degree in a subject that I absolutely hated and needed to retrain in something else. So I taught myself HTML and CSS by mostly copying other people's code. You know, I was ripping off view source of the websites that I liked the look of. And whenever a piece of layout didn't go where I wanted it to go or a piece of functionality didn't work the way I expected, then I got stuck. And I tended to stay stuck because I had no idea where to look for answers. And I didn't have anyone to ask. And even if I'd known where to look or who to ask, I didn't really know what it was that I was asking. Has anyone else ever experienced this? Asking a question is kind of scary when you're already feeling unsure, when you feel like everyone else already knows the answer. I wish I had someone who I could ask the questions to without feeling stupid, someone who wouldn't judge me, who wouldn't talk down to me. I really needed a mentor, someone who could set me on the right path and, you know, point me in the right direction. And that's why I got into mentoring myself. I wanted to be the person that I wished that I'd had. I didn't want anyone else entering the industry to go through the loneliness and uncertainty that I went through. But getting into mentoring, I discovered something wonderful. So I discovered that I made my own confidence better. I improved my skills. There are so many things that my students taught me that I just really want to share with you why I think you should get into mentoring and why I think mentoring is something that everybody in our industry should do. Everybody should have a mentor and everybody should be mentoring junior developers. So the first thing that I want to say to you is that mentoring is for everybody. The internet is for everybody. It's not just for the seniors, it's not just for the middleweights. Anybody can mentor. And we make being a developer more achievable for everybody else. So getting into mentoring, I discovered something absolutely wonderful. Yes, I was helping my fellow developers, and yes, I was making a positive change for the industry, but I also made this positive change for myself. I learned new things and I developed myself as much as I was helping my mentees. And mentoring has entirely changed my life. I wouldn't have my current job. I certainly wouldn't be up here talking to you if I'd not first been a mentor. And as any good mentor does, I wanted to share with you all the things that I've learned so that you can take them away and start making a difference too. So what it was, the picture was the amazing scene from the Olympic opening ceremony that had "This is for everyone" scrolling around. And yeah, what I wanted to say was that everybody can mentor. Even junior developers, you can mentor too. You can all mentor. And it's likely that you've already done some mentoring for someone at some point. When someone's asked you to explain something or asked them to teach you how to do something, you were mentoring them. And I'll admit that at first I was reluctant to get started with mentoring when my friends in the industry told me that they were teaching juniors. Imposter syndrome kicked in and I was certain that I'd never be any use to other developers. I mean, I'd be the first in line to tell you that I don't know everything there is to know about front-end development. But here's the thing. Nobody expects you to know everything. In fact, it's the belief that it's possible to know everything that's causing so many of us to suffer from imposter syndrome in the first place. Admitting that you don't know something is one of the most powerful things that you can do as a mentor, and our industry needs more of us to talk about asking for help and about not knowing things. However, there's one thing that we are really good at as developers, and that's looking stuff up. Through practice, and sometimes through desperation, we're pretty good at finding the answer to a question. And teaching how to find that answer is just as important as teaching the answer itself. You teach what you do know, and you and your mentee can work together through that which you don't. And for those of you who are concerned about being there's a lot that you can tell someone who's just putting their first foot on their first rung of the ladder. Not only that, but teaching someone else is an excellent way to make the things that you're learning things. Teach them to somebody else when you get home. I'm sure you've heard the saying before, but teaching a subject helps you get a better grip on that subject yourself. Teaching someone else is a great way to fill in the gaps in your own knowledge. You can't get away with being confused about something when you have a student. They're going to ask you for clarification, and you're going to have to sort out your own confusion, and then you can both learn together. By the time you've explained a particular topic to a handful of different students, each with their own set of problems and plans and questions, your knowledge is going to be so encyclopedic that when you next have a problem yourself, the answer is going to be at the end of your fingertips and not at the end of a Stack Overflow dive. And even if you think that you have no gaps in your knowledge, by the way, you're either a very rare genius or deluded, coming up with ways to make a concept accessible to a beginner is going to make you consider it from new angles and explore nuances that you might otherwise have ignored. I heard a brilliant quote the other day from Claire Sudbury, who is the lead developer at ThoughtWorks, and she said that deep-held knowledge is worth nothing if it can't be communicated. If you feel like you know your subject inside out, but you can't explain it to your colleagues or to a junior developer or someone that you're managing, then that's a problem. Making your knowledge accessible is an incredibly important part of becoming a better developer and a better colleague. When we talk to team members about a problem or a solution, or even when we're writing code, we need others to understand what we mean. Practice communicating a complicated topic to a junior or a layperson is going to improve your skills of communication in general. How many times have you had to explain to a client or manager or a non-technical colleague about why a certain piece of work is going to take longer than hoped? Or maybe to your content manager that uploading a 3 meg image to the CMS is not the best idea. It's common for developers to suffer from this thing called assumed knowledge syndrome. We use words like obviously, or X technology is easy, or the one that I hate the most, because it's best practice. And this is incredibly alienating for junior developers, to those trying to learn, or anyone who isn't at quite the same level of understanding that you are. I've lost count of the number of times that I've attended events where the speaker has stood up and said something like, obviously, blah, 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 blah. And I've been like, it's not that obvious to me. Could you explain? But I've still made the mistake of telling my students that CSS is easy. And luckily, some of them have had the confidence to correct me. It might be easy for you, but I'm still learning this stuff. When we say that something is easy, we're taking away the achievement value of actually learning it. Learning new things is difficult, and we should definitely recognize that, you know, that is a thing. I've always been taught that when dealing with students or junior developers or anyone that you're managing, assume zero knowledge and infinite intelligence. That way, you no longer leave gaps in your explanations or call subjects easy or shame people when they've not heard of something or not used it before. There's an excellent XKCD, which I'm sure many of you have seen before, which explains this idea, the idea that I love. I want you to stop being the person who says, oh my God, I can't believe you don't know that thing, and start being the person who says, oh my God, this is so great, you're going to love this thing, let me show you. It'll make you much more pleasant to work with. We want to be people who encourage learning and questions and excitement. As developers, especially on the web, there are constantly new things to learn, new frameworks, new tools, and it's so easy to feel jaded about new things, to even feel anxiety around not keeping up with everything. But working with junior developers can reignite your passion for learning. Their positivity and keenness to learn new things is contagious. We should encourage asking questions and, of course, encourage looking for answers. Sharing knowledge is a huge part of being a developer, and shaming people for asking questions is one of the things that makes the tech industry so uninclusive. Not just that, but understanding that people learn in different ways and work in different ways will make us more pleasant to work with. Let people process information in the way that they need to. Some people are visual learners, some people like to write things down, some need to talk through their problems. Understanding how others and how you yourself learn is the first step to making learning more fun and less stress. So does your mentee prefer you to talk them through a problem, or do they prefer to work quietly and then ask questions when needed? Find out if they prefer face-to-face or remote video meetings or chat. And if your mentee gets stuck, imagine how they're feeling in that moment. Think about why they're reacting in a certain way. Having empathy and understanding is such an important part of teaching and an important part of being a good developer and a good colleague. Everyone has had a bad or traumatic experience that might make them act strangely at times. Are you maybe making your colleague or your mentee feel stupid or overwhelmed or overloaded maybe? Consider slowing down if you need to and asking them how they're doing. Remember that there's no such thing as a stupid question. If your student or colleague doesn't know something, it's much better that they ask you than they spend hours struggling and worrying on their own and get nothing done. Making someone feel comfortable enough to ask questions is one step, but feeling comfortable enough to show someone else that you don't know something is another, and something that our whole industry needs to do more. The tech industry has a harmful idolization of the tech celebrity, the person who knows everything, who works and is productive constantly, who picks up new things instantly. I mean, they've written a new and popular library while you were still struggling to learn the previous one. But what we never hear about is their foibles. We don't hear about their down days or the times when they needed to ask for help. We forget that these people are specialists. They don't know everything, they just know one thing really well. Perfectionism in tech comes from our fear of not being as good as those people who are around us, from our fear that we'll make a mistake or that our work will be criticized. How many of you have left a project unfinished because you couldn't get it 100% perfect? How many of you have felt paralyzed before starting a project because you couldn't decide which way would give you the best outcome? We need to feel safe and secure to ask questions, to feel safe to have an off day, to not pick things up instantly. When people stop worrying about not knowing things, then they have a lot more mental energy available to start learning things and feel confident in their own ability. So not only can teaching improve your knowledge, but speaking about a subject to someone else will improve your confidence. 2 years ago, I'd have never even considered standing on stage in front of other developers, and now I do it for a job, and I love it. Not only will you have the confidence of your newly cemented knowledge, but you'll have the respect and gratitude of your mentees, and that can't help but bolster your confidence. Having a student turn to you at the end of a session and say something like, "You're the reason why I wanted to learn this," or "You've inspired me to make this new thing," like, it just can't help but bolster your confidence. And hopefully that'll push you to try new and more daunting things. A big part of being a mentor, in my opinion, is becoming an advocate for your mentee. I heard a lovely description from the people at Code Newbies on Twitter, and they said that they like to celebrate their students to the point of exhaustion. You become this one-person cheer squad, celebrating their victories and encouraging them to reach higher, try new things, meet new people, apply for that job, apply for that promotion. And you help them feel like they belong in this industry, that they can make it through with hard work. A lot of people in the industry self-doubt to the point where they start excluding themselves, and they feel like tech isn't for them. Celebrating their victories helps them to know that they're welcome and that they belong. And interestingly, these things that we're good at encouraging other people to do, we're often not good at encouraging ourselves to do. How many times have you told a friend to ask for a raise or to negotiate a better salary or to not let themselves get overworked or be underappreciated and then not done those things for yourself when you're in the same position? One of the things that I found about being an advocate for other people is that you start to learn to advocate for yourself as well. After all, you can only dish out so much excellent advice before you start taking it yourself. We live impatient lives these days. Everything is available on demand. And we're told that impatience is a good thing in a programmer, that the need for instant gratification makes us more efficient, makes us strive to build faster products and better tools, but it can often also make us quite unpleasant to be around. How many of you have had a parental technical support call recently? And did you stay calm the entire time? Now, I know I've snapped at my family a few times down the phone, and I'm the kind of Londoner who tuts when someone doesn't get through the ticket barriers fast enough. And mentoring has introduced me to this internal well of patience that I didn't know that I had. I've learned that I have an infinite amount of tolerance for someone who is trying to learn. And that patience is necessary in order to ensure that your student doesn't feel pressured to grasp an idea too quickly or too scared to ask you questions. But what I couldn't have predicted is that this has had a humanizing effect on the rest of my life. I'm much slower to anger in general and better at dealing with frustration in a positive way. Understanding that frustration is a means to an end has improved the way I approach my own learning, whether it's a new framework, a tool, or just fixing a bug. Your blood pressure level will thank you. By meeting and working with those who are trying to break into the tech industry, especially from groups currently underrepresented in the tech industry, you can't help but increase your own cognitive diversity, which is your ability to understand more viewpoints and consider things from new angles. We don't all think or process information or see the world in the same way, and understanding this is really important to creating an inclusive working environment and creating accessible products and services.